This is another edition of Grilling with Porter Road Butcher here on Lighting 100. My name is Casey. Chris and James are here with Porter Road Butcher. You can find them at porterroad.com. All right, so the last 3 days or so, been learning a lot from you guys, been stepping the game up a little bit, and now, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself because I've known me for a long time, but let's talk about some tips and tricks. What are some cool little things we can do or that we might need to know stepping into this?
So giving you a little bit of advice to get you out of that, you know, that 3 out of 10 that Chris mm-hmm. gave you yesterday, we want to make sure that we give you every bit of advice we can to make sure your meal is epic.
All right.
So that's why at porterroad.com, we actually have a whole section, the tips and tricks. We're going to go over a few of those here with you today. So we have our few things, and the first is don't be scared of salt and pepper.
Okay.
And the idea there is that you're seasoning that meat liberally. And the idea there is that while you're cooking it, you're not throwing it into a pan that's going to catch all of those juices. You're throwing it over a grate, and you've got flames coming up, and you're creating juices. You're kind of... you'll wash some of that off. You're moving it around on the grate. So you want to make sure that you season it for that finished product.
Yeah, it's going to fall through. It's going to come off. So you want to make sure that you have enough salt on there that the steak will still have salt on it at the end. So don't be scared of it. And we like to use coarser salt. So kosher salt is our personal favorite. You can feel it in your hands. You don't want to go with something too big, like huge chunk sea salt.
Right.
And definitely not salt.
And no, definitely not iodized salt, unless yes. you like torturing slugs or something. Like
that. That's really all iodized salt should be used for.
No, we did learn yesterday to have everything you might need at the grill. So I'm just saying, you know, if you're in a sluggy area, maybe that's a good thing.
Well, there you go. Only you know. You know, it's your grilling area.
So make sure you season it well enough that you know some of it's going to fall off onto the grill. And when you're setting up your grill, we also like to suggest a 2-zone fire zone.
Now, what is a 2-zone fire?
That's exactly what it sounds
like. Oh, okay,
like.
Cool.
Come on, Casey. All right, so what
I mean, for people who may not know, because okay. we all know.
Oh, I see.
We're right. all in yeah.
Right. What's a 2-zone fire, just for other people?
For other people that don't know, so what it is it's creating 2 hot zones on your grill. So maybe one really, really hot spot, pushing all your coals onto one side before you light them and before they get hot. So right. don't try to do it afterward. It might be a little painful. So by having...
So you're saying we don't need to touch the coal while it's on fire?
Don't touch okay. hot coals.
I am really glad you guys are here because the weekend's coming up.
This is your disclaimer from porterroad.com. So what we do, like when you cook fresh sausages, we like to start them on the side with no charcoal on it, lid closed. Okay. Or the gas turned off on that particular spot. Let it cook for about 10 minutes so it cooks all the way through, and then you char them on the hot spot of the grill. What this is going to do is prevent fresh sausages from exploding, because real sausages will explode if thrown directly over hot heat.
Okay.
And by this, I mean real sausages, not what you would find in the faceless areas we were talking about the last few days.
Okay.
These are natural casings. They shrink. The meat expands. Your meat's in the grill. So it's little tricks like that, just knowing that starting it slow and low and then finishing it over the hot coals. I mean, honestly, the sausage cooking technique is a really good tips and tricks. And then there's also like...
Well, even in that manner, like with a steak, if you're charring it a little too hard, which happens sometimes, you may need to put it on a side that doesn't have charcoal on it or that's off on the grill.
Okay.
So if you have a really thick cut steak that needs to cook a little longer, you can put it on the no charcoal or no heat side of the grill.
So you got a finishing area okay. as well.
So I know, you know, we're talking about the, you know, the real sausages, you know, they're going to try to pop a little bit, but I know we've also talked some too about, for lack of a better way to put it, the structural integrity of our meat. For example, I understand you guys do not believe in the smushing of burgers.
And I
think I'm using the technical term
there. There is one time you could smush a burger, and that's when you're creating a smush burger.
Okay.
And you can't do that on a grill.
You can't do it on a grill.
Okay.
So you have to have like a griddle or a flat top.
Okay.
And that's a smush burger, and you're going to make it, and it's going to have crispy edges, and it's going to be delicious, and you're going to put some cheese on it.
They're so good.
You know, like at Dino's, our favorite spot. They're a smush burger type of place.
Okay.
But if you're going to do a grill, you can't smush it. You're going to get quality, delicious, dry-aged ground beef like we sell at Porter Road. Make sure they're juicy, delicious, and wonderful. So you put enough salt on there that you're going to grill it. You have your 2-zone fire, and you don't squish it.
There you go. I like it. And some of these tips and tricks, again, they're all available at the website, right?
PorterRoad.com.
PorterRoad.com. This has been another edition of Grilling with Porter Road Butcher. I'm Casey. Been hanging out with Chris and James. All the episodes and information you need are at lightning100.com/grilling. And you can go to PorterRoad.com and see why they say meat that's raised better tastes better.